Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Our area, southeastern Pennsylvania, is now in the yellow phase, so the stay-at-home order is lifted and some of the coronavirus restrictions have been eased. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Doylestown, where shops are opening again.
For the last 3 months, the Doylestown Bookshop has been focusing on online sales. More recently, it was curbside pickup. And now, finally, the doors are open to customers again.
I bought the store 8 years ago, and we had a grand opening, and this is what it feels like right now.
Owner Glenda Child says they're doing all they can to keep the staff and customers safe. Only 25 people allowed inside at once. There are yellow dots on the floor for social distancing.
We have hand sanitizer. We have the plexiglass guards at the register.
And there are masks for customers who may need one.
Daycare centers and offices in Philadelphia are also among the businesses permitted to reopen today, but City Managing Director Brian Abernathy says the ongoing unrest has put the return of outdoor dining on hold a little longer.
We intend to allow outdoor dining to resume for businesses, existing outdoor seating, beginning next Friday, June 12th.
Abernathy says the protests have also pushed back the resumption of city services from tomorrow to Monday. Officials say people need to practice social distancing so the counties can continue to limit the spread of coronavirus and get to the green phase. At that point, places like gyms, salons, and theaters get their turn and can open again. Philadelphia will spend a seventh straight night under curfew as the unrest over the murder of George Floyd continues. It takes effect 8 o'clock tonight and goes through 6 a.m. Saturday. After winding through the center of Philadelphia, protesters gathered again yesterday at the foot of the Art Museum steps for a rally, laying out directives for how they want the city's police department to change. KYW's Kristen Johansson has the story.
College students, families, and young professionals of all races marched miles from the Art Museum steps to City Hall to the Liberty Bell and back, calling for drastic changes. They outlined their demands. Body-worn cameras on officers stay on the entire time they're worn, and officers get psychological evaluations every 6 months, and they want an outside agency to investigate all violent acts at the hands of police.
The rally wrapped with thousands lying down on the apron of the steps for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, honoring George Floyd for the length of time the former Minneapolis officer's knee was on his neck. After meeting with leaders in Philadelphia and Harrisburg, Governor Tom Wolf has announced several actions to improve law enforcement relations with the community and strengthen training and accountability.
I need to show that I'm listening. All of us here in Harrisburg need to show that people are being heard. So today, I'm taking steps to address concerns about longstanding violence and oppression against Pennsylvanians of color.
The governor outlined numerous actions directed at meaningful reforms, including a thorough review and revision of use of force training. Many of the actions are based on the 21st Century Policing Task Force, created in 2015 under President Obama in response to the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, that set off weeks of protests. First, his statue was removed. Now the owners of the Frank Rizzo mural in South Philadelphia say the looming image of the former mayor is being replaced.
The mural will be covered over with a paint coating, and then a new mural will be worked on pretty expeditiously.
Michelle Gambino is the acting business manager of the South 9th Street Business Association. In a statement, the group says it's time to put up a new image to help the black community heal. The nursing home population has been hit hard by COVID-19, and restrictions on visitors and resident movement have been imposed to keep this vulnerable population as safe as possible. Robert Torres, secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Aging, says the Commonwealth has joined AARP to give cell phones and tablets to nursing homes and long-term care facilities so residents can still see their loved ones.
Family and friends who were very anxious and frustrated with the restrictions, the visitation restrictions that went on with long-term care facilities and are still in place, actually, would have more opportunity to connect with their family and make sure that they were safe and healthy.
Torres says AARP purchased the phones and tablets, and currently 49 centers in 37 counties have expressed an interest. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.